From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego with your latest news. Another inmate joins the garbage collection team at the Department of Environmental Health after a successful pilot program, which was launched at the end of last year. Director of Prisons Steve Barrett says finding employment following release from prison has been recognized as a factor in determining whether or not someone is likely to reoffend.
We also know that prisoners who have worked whilst in custody are more likely to be in employment shortly after their release.
Mr. Barrett says the current program has the added benefit of allowing inmates an opportunity to engage with community-based employers before their release. The DEH says the two inmates in the pilot program have proven to be, quote, exceptional workers. Meanwhile, it's another honor for the acting finance manager at the prison service. Carolyn Rivers has secured her second nod under the deputy governor's award program. Prison director Steve Barrett says Ms. Rivers provides regular correspondence about the prison service's overall financial performance and areas of compliance and non-compliance.
One particular example of this communication leading to operational change was in respect to our food budget, which we usually overspend. Carolyn's input enabled us to move to an alternative system of menu selection, which has reduced overspending considerably.
Ms. Rivers was recently seconded to the prison service from the Ministry of Financial Services and Home Affairs. In other local news, a Legal Befrienders volunteer who gives free advice on family law matters at the Family Resource Center is honored with the 2018 Lee A. Freeman Award. Details from Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller.
Specialist family attorney Haley McCall was honored for selfless acts of time and dedication to the Legal Befrienders program. Her work mainly involves giving free advice on family law matters, including contact, residence, child maintenance, domestic violence, and general civil litigation. Ms. McCall says the service welcomes lawyers regardless of their specialisms, as people using the program come with a range of issues. The Legal Befrienders service provides free legal advice to individuals with various concerns. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
For more information about FRC's events and programs, call 949-0006. Turning to regional news now, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is planning a concert on the Colombian border to offset Virgin Atlantic founder Sir Richard Branson's proposed Live 8 style event aimed at pressuring the government to let in humanitarian aid. Details from Carib Updates, Austin Crosby.
The concert, organized by the Venezuelan government, will take place this weekend on the Simon Bolivar Bridge connecting the two countries. Information Minister Jorge Rodriguez said the government will provide medical attention and give away 20,000 packages through its food delivery program. Meanwhile, Branson plans a lineup of international and regional artists for a concert on the Colombian side of the border. His goal is to raise $100 million.
We now turn to the BBC with a check of international news. That's it from me. From Radio Cayman's newsroom, I'm Shanda Gallego.
BBC News. Just weeks before Britain is due to leave the European Union, three Conservative MPs have resigned from their party because of what they called the government's disastrous handling of Brexit. They spoke of a dismal failure to stand up to right-wingers in the party, including those who support Britain leaving the European Union next month without a deal. Civilians are being evacuated from Baghouz, the last village in Syria, still held by the Islamic State group. It's unclear if any IS fighters are among the passengers. Some activists say all the militants have now surrendered to the US-backed Syrian Democratic Forces besieging the area, but this has not been confirmed. The UN Commission on Human Rights in South Sudan has voiced outrage about renewed fighting that has prompted thousands of people to flee their homes. The commission said armed men had attacked villages, raped women, and set fire to dwellings that often had people inside. The Swiss banking giant UBS has been fined $4.2 billion by a court in Paris for tax fraud. UBS was found to have helped its French clients hide billions of euros from the country's tax authorities between 2004 and 2012. The bank has denied any wrongdoing. BBC News.